Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
No. Bill Kennedy said he told the Celtics, get your guy. Get your guy. Okay. And nobody went and got Tatum, and he stepped forward a little bit more, and he got tossed.
That Bill had a career high game, and Sixers almost stole that game. They almost stole it. So, give kudos to the Celtics again, win the basketball game, and having some momentum going into this game tomorrow night.
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth.
All right, it's another episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. He's Cedric Maxwell. I'm Josue Pavone, coming at you from Boston. He's coming at me from Indianapolis, where the Boston Celtics are back into in-season tournament play. And right now is when everyone starts paying a little more attention, right, Max? I mean, this is a brand new this is the inaugural run of this thing from the NBA, and this is win or go home time, right? So I think this is when things get interesting. So it should be a good one between the Celtics and the Pacers.
Yeah, this is running of the Bulls, essentially. You know, you're in or you're out. The Celtics are saying right now that, if you know, playing this game, that tomorrow, if the Celtics win the game, they leave right after the game, going to Las Vegas.
I see. You already checked that schedule, huh, Max?
If they lose a game, they're coming right back to Boston. I think they have to play on Thursday. So they're going to play either way. For them to be in Vegas, I'm sure that a lot of people are keeping their fingers crossed. I think they're a better team right now than the Pacers. But the Pacers have played well. And then you don't have Porzingis, so we'll see how it goes.
That's right. The news of Porzingis just dropped. No Porzingis against the Indiana Pacers. We'll have to wait and find out if he's going to, travel with the team, what the plan is, if he's going to stay in Boston. But no Porzingis against the Pacers.
He's already on the plane.
Oh, yeah. I should ask you, Max. He flew with the team?
He got on the plane. He walked right behind me. So he got up the plane. He went up the steps. But I think that, you know, they're just being extra precautious right now. And making sure that he's okay. You'd love to have him back because you can see what he brings to the table. But at the same time, I think that you should have enough in your tank that you should be able to beat the Pacers.
All right, we'll have to wait and see. So we'll get back into that matchup and, of course, the rest of the in-season tournament. But first, Max, I wanted to talk to you about what went down Friday night between the Celtics and the 76ers, man. Of course, no Joel Embiid in the matchup. No Porzingis, but the Celtics, I mean, they made things, or I should say the Philadelphia 76ers, rather, made things interesting. And it wasn't the prettiest win, but the Celtics were able to put it together at the end. Jason Tatum ejected at the end of that third quarter. What's your take on what went down there? You've had a couple of days now to digest everything and after everything that was said between the NBA's announcement of first of all, the first technical foul that was handed to Tatum in the first quarter was rescinded by the NBA. But also, just overall, what's your reaction to what Jason Tatum had to say about it?
I think he was frustrated. You look at the turnovers early in that game. I think that Jason Tatum, in three quarters, I think had almost a triple double, but with turnovers.
Yeah, not the kind you like.
He was passing to areas, and the Celtics weren't connecting. You look at their bench. Pritchard still impressing people. You see Hauser playing pretty good, more minutes for him. So I think there was some good things. Al Horford playing really well right now, shooting the basketball. Tobias Harris comes in and tries to dunk. Al blocks one. Then Tobias Harris tried to go in again, blocks another one. So there was some good stuff that happened. But it was a really sloppy game in the fact that there were so many turnovers.
Yeah, especially from Jason Tatum. He was definitely frustrated. But I guess my question to you, Max, is there something that could be said to cross the line? Because Tatum is telling us he didn't swear at the official. He didn't think he crossed the line in any way. But for him to be handed a second technical foul, I mean, the way I see it, Max, is when the referees are huddled up like that, you got to give them their time to figure whatever they need to figure out. After the fact, or before they huddle up, if you can try to get a word in there, all right. But after that, Max, or during, you're not going to make much of a difference, though.
No. Bill Kennedy said he told the Celtics, get your guy. Okay. And nobody went and got Tatum, and he stepped forward a little bit more, and he got tossed.
You know what? Bill Kennedy, what he said to the Celtics, the coaching staff, and a couple of players, he said, come get your boy. He's speaking about Tatum. And nobody moved fast enough. Tatum took one step forward and said something else, and they gave him the old heave-ho. But it really showed me something that the Celtics could get back in and put it together and get some meaningful contributions from, you know, Brown started to show up and knock down some shots and make some plays. It was a good win, but you should win a game like that if the opposition, their main two players, aren't playing. The guy who killed you the other day was
Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey didn't do anything, but you think about who played in that game.
Well, no, I'm saying, yeah.
Who had a career high, almost a career high against you, and was talking a bunch of noise over there. You know who that was, don't you?
Oh, yeah, man. Of course, you can't miss him. You can't. You're going to hear him. You can hear him from a mile away. That's Patrick Beverly for sure, man. I was saying that the main guy that they didn't have in Maxey, but yeah, the guy they did have.
That Bill had a career high game, and Sixers almost stole that game. They almost stole it. So, give kudos to the Celtics again. Win the basketball game and have some momentum going into this game tomorrow night.
You know what inspired Beverly, man? This fan that he was signing autographs for, man. This fan had, I want to say, about four jerseys on, Max. And each one was the last four teams Beverly's played for. And one by one, he's signing them. He signed them one by one. I got to send you that video. So after he's finished with one, he puts the other one up, and he signs the next one. And he puts another one up, and it's the Clippers, you know, and so on. I'm like, man.
Wow.
That was pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So imagine, you see something like that on the road, that's going to inspire you. And he was his usual self. Yeah. I mean, all that talking and everything, that's the norm, you know. But I felt like he had a little something extra there with that fan.
Yeah,
that helped him for sure. How's that suit, Max? Man, Max got the
pretty good.
Just room service coming through.
Get my cold together, man. You know, sometimes you're out here. I've been having a cold for the last week, so I'm just trying to kill it. You know, like your mom said, kill it with some soup.
Yeah, that's right, man. That's the best thing for that, especially the way the weather's been here locally with the rainy day for sure. That soup will hit the spot. But man, this in-season tournament, Mac. So out west, you got I was going to say out east first. You got the Celtics, mm-hmm. Pacers. You got the Bucks going up against the New York Knicks. But then out west, this is an interesting matchup. You got the Los Angeles Lakers going up against the Phoenix Suns, man. I want to hear your take on this because I feel like you don't know who's going to show up for the Phoenix Suns, man. Like the Phoenix Suns, they remind me of that team in the rec league that like everyone says, man, if only all their guys showed up, man, they would be better. You know what I mean? Like if they were consistent, they would be the best team in the league. And I'm not saying that that's the case, you know, exactly the case, but it's giving me those vibes. And I'm wondering which team is going to show up. And I also think Los Angeles Lakers, LeBron James, you know, he likes this kind of stuff, this competition. Any type of competitive, you know, new thing the NBA is doing, he's all in to show everybody that, we're the best team. I mean, to a certain extent, some people say that about what happened in the bubble, right? Some people say that's not a real championship. I think it is, but either way, I think the Lakers, I like their chances of coming out of this, or at least making it to Las Vegas. What do you think?
Well, I tell you what, if you're playing, playing Phoenix, and Phoenix doesn't have all their weapons, then it can be really tough, because Anthony Davis is a big-time guy on the inside. But if you have Bradley Beal able to play at full speed, and his had something with his back almost every day, Durant, and
Booker,
you like their chances, especially when it comes down to scoring the basketball. But I don't know. And then you think about the Lakers. What team shows up? Anthony Davis might have 21 night, but then he might have 6 the next night. Until they
that's true.
Find a way to make him, to highlight him as their best player, and LeBron continues to be the best player, then I just don't think they're going to win. I don't see them going that far.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money bet. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money line bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 800-GAM-1234.
Okay. All right. We'll see what happens. And then on the other side of that bracket, you got the Kings and the Pelicans. Now, the Pelicans are an interesting team because they don't give me the same type of vibes as Phoenix. But, man, when Zion is on and he's clicking with that offense, and between him and Brandon Ingram, because they've done it before, they combined it for 60 points, and that's when the high power offense and the other guys around them, they can be a legit team out west. But until I see him put it all together, I'm getting to the Sacramento Kings, man. They got De'Aaron Fox back in the lineup. He missed a bunch of games, and they've been clicking ever since, man. I really like this team.
De'Aaron Fox is knocking down shots, running the floor. It's a bonus rebound to basketball, and they play at such a tremendous pace. This is probably the fastest paced team right now in the league.
Definitely.
They're trying to get shots quick. And what it does to an older team, it gets them tired. Because you have to run and catch these guys all the time. They don't give you a chance to take a breather.
Right.
So it's going to be fun kind of to see. I mean, just look at the whole league, that things are happening. You see that Mark Cuban turns around. He's sold part of his team now. And he bought the team for like $280 million, but selling it for $3.8 billion. And he still has some, controlling factors in the team. There's a lot of movable parts. The thing with Josh Giddey, was he with an underage woman?
Mm.
The NBA there's a lot of things kind of going down that you would think. And with all that, you still look at the Clippers. I thought the Clippers were going to be a pretty good team, and they've just kind of struggled. They've been up and down. The two best teams right now is the teams we talked about before. You watch and see what Minnesota does. And Anthony Edwards has gone to another level. It was fun to see the other day that Ime Udoka got up in LeBron's face and got thrown out of the game.
Yo, what was up with that? Like, someone needs to transcribe that. I want to know the back and forth, especially the people in the back. What are they? Did they sign something? They can't speak on it? Like, no one can tweet something out? But did you see the look on the woman's face? And her mouth drops, and she's covering her face, and then you get the other guy.
You should have been there with your trusty camera then and had it right in LeBron's face, like, hey,
they needed,
man, what you got to say?
See, that's when y'all need Joe Sway in the mix, man. That's what that was.
I don't know what is going on. But then we say all that, but it seems like the NBA, as much as people were confused by
it seems like the NBA got it right when they're talking about this mid-season tournament. Because a lot of people are excited, and they're watching the games. The game that the Celtics had to win by 23, that was such a travesty to me. But, you know, it's a game that they won.
Why do you say that, Max? Why do you hate it?
Because in the way the game is played in the NBA, you get ahead by 25 points with 3 minutes to go. You know, you're pulling people out. You don't have any starters here. But the Celtics had to win by 23.
Right.
I do understand
you know,
that.
That's what the NBA, that's a rule the NBA set. You know,
let me just say this to you. There's a thing called fucking karma, okay? Karma is a bitch. I don't care how you look at that.
And what you think the basketball gods are like, y'all watching this?
Basketball gods. Look,
they don't like this?
Basketball guys don't play. You do something that's kind of screwed up, and they come back. I'm hoping that's not the case. I do understand the rules. I understood what Joe Mazzulla did. I respected the fact that Joe Mazzulla had to go back and apologize, essentially, to, you know, the Chicago Bulls for some of the things that happened. But
yeah, because Billy Donovan was approaching him like he wanted to give him the hands, man. He was about to.
Yeah, but
Joe Mazzulla's sitting there like, what? You got a problem? You got problems going on?
But the thing about all that you're saying is still maybe the people who put the rules together, maybe there's, because the players were even complaining about it. You know, Jaylen Brown said, "Nah, I didn't like the way we had to do that," because that's just the way NBA game has been played for the longest time. You get a guy down, you stomp him, but then you, okay, all right. It's still, you know, you still got to be professional about it, you know, and you don't want to mash it in somebody's face. But, you know, I do understand the rules. I understood what happened, but rules are meant to be changed. And maybe they'll do something a little bit different next year.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for candidates isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 300 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to any other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because it knows exactly what I'm looking for. It gives me the top candidates that I need that enables me to comb through the other applicants and get right to the top to what I'm looking for. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the Cedric Maxwell podcast can get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibly at Indeed.com/Maxwell. Just go to Indeed.com/Maxwell right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Maxwell. Terms and conditions apply. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. Get unparalleled access to job seekers with over 350 million monthly unique visitors globally, according to Indeed data, and an extended reach through Glassdoor. That's Indeed.com/Maxwell. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, I think the only, well, one of the many issues, well, the only one that to me that pops out of this whole thing is the fact that there's not enough games played throughout the first round. Like maybe each team needs to play each other, you know, a couple of times instead of just once or something, because there was just too many scenarios going into that last night, you know, where like you said, you know, the head coach of the head coaches are confused about what the other team is doing because they didn't even know about the scenario. Well, man, I caught up with Sam Cassell, you know, before the you know, this is after the fact, right? Before Friday night's game, and he's telling me, he's like, man, they didn't know, they had no idea. Like, they're not thinking the way we're thinking. They're not going into it being like, oh, the Celtics have to do this and that in order to get into the tournament.
No, that's not true. Because I sat over there with the guy, Chuck Swirsky, who is with the radio voice for the Bulls.
For the Bulls, yeah.
He tells me, he says, yeah, you know what? If you guys beat us by 23 points, when you come to Chicago, I'm going to make you a salami and cheese sandwich. Because he was just like laughing. There's no way you guys are going to beat us by 23 points. And everybody knew. I think that, you
know. So then it's about Drummond then. He didn't like the hack of Drummond then. Because he was talking about, oh, that's a veteran. You don't do that to a veteran and all that.
I understand it. But Drummond's a little apologized.
I don't agree with that.
And I'm with that. I'm all for that. He apologized. But the way the rules were, and he probably told him, said the way the rules were was, you know, that happens. It happened like that.
Well, I'm glad Joe Mazzulla went for it because I think he did the right thing, honestly. I think that it's your competitive spirit taking over. And if that's the case, then so be it. If you're in a situation where it's, look, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win the game or for us to advance in this tournament, then I'm going to do what it takes to get us to advance. And, like, that's the kind of head coach you want.
He did that. I respect the fact that he did it. He had to play by the rules, which were implemented. But I still didn't like the way the rules were that made him put him in that situation. But
that forced his hand.
They'll straighten it out somehow.
All right, man. So what's your prediction here? How do you call it? I'm seeing Celtics. I'm going to say Celtics and Kings in the championship.
That's interesting.
Yeah, right. That'd be a good matchup.
Kings have been playing well. Celtics right now are coming up to their standards. It's going to be an interesting game tomorrow night for when you think about Tatum, because this is the only time his St. Louis peeps get a real chance to see him live.
That's right. First,
the closest place to St. Louis. So I can see, you know, I want to see how his game is, how he steps out. And the role that he plays tomorrow will be very interesting.
And of course, the losing team of those matchups, just for people who are not completely up to speed with this in-season tournament thing, they actually play one another on that Thursday night leading into that final four round of the in-season tournament. So if the Celtics lose to the Pacers, they'll play whichever team loses between the Bucks and the Knicks. And then for the West Coast, whoever loses between the Lakers and the Suns will play between the loser of the Kings and the Pelicans. So that's it, man. It's an end-season tournament.
So explain, Josue. You did a wonderful job of putting it together. I think that we're going to see something. I think there's going to be some excitement. The game being in Vegas, a future home of a NBA team, is probably going to be Vegas, and the next team is probably going to be Seattle. When they do expansion. So it's going to be, I think, a fun night for everybody with the Celtics and the Lakers and those teams coming out there to play.
And absolutely. Max will keep us up to speed. Before we wrap things up here, give us the vibe test, man. You're the last media member that literally just spent time with this team heading into this next round, the in-season tournament, man.
I think they're cautiously optimistic. They want to play well, and I think that they want the $500,000. That doesn't mean a lot to you know, those top six players on your team. It doesn't really change, you know, their perspective. But I think they're also playing for those bottom guys. Peyton Pritchard said, "Man, I got a wedding coming up. You're gonna have a $500,000 wedding? Good God, man! Where
I hope I get a chance to come to that. I mean, guarantee he won't just have a cookie bar or something.
No, because nowadays, Max, they go all out, man. They got the they got the sweets, like the sweet section, and now they got like the cupcakes, the candy bar for the kids and family, everything, man.
I can't even imagine.
The last wedding I went to, man, they had a gelato shop. They had a guy just serving gelatos. So they go all out now, man. So
yeah. So yeah, I'm excited. I think that players are excited for the other players who don't have that money. It gives them an extra incentive to maybe try to do something for their teammates. So I think that, and for the first inaugural one, I think that the Celtics would love to be in the mix. They'd love to be that team. So I'm excited about it happening.
I agree with that, Max. And I think one thing that a lot of people are overlooking, I feel like no one's even like brought this up, is just the vibe. I mean, just the what am I trying to say? Just the trip overall, like the team, the camaraderie and all that. You're going in through round to round and then you win it all. That's going to bring you closer together as a team.
Yeah.
You're going to have some fun nights in Vegas or whatever off the record, you know, especially after that celebrating. I mean, look, it's not the NBA finals. It's not a banner, obviously, but that's still pretty fun for any team. It's not just for a team like the Celtics or a team like the Sacramento Kings, you know?
Yeah, I think that you're right. I think what it does, it helps build your confidence for later in the playoffs. Right. When the real metal hits the road, I think
that's a good point.
Gives you that much more confidence, and your camaraderie is going to be good. So I'm happy and excited about what's going to happen.
All right, we'll see what happens. No Kristaps Porzingis, but we'll see if he'll be available later in the trip. If the Celtics advance, if not, either way, there will be. Another game played either on Thursday night at TD Garden, or they're playing Thursday night in Las Vegas. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. He is Cedric Maxwell. I am Josue Pavone. I'll check you guys out next week. We'll see what happens with the in-season tournament, and we'll wrap the whole week up like we always do here on the Cedric Maxwell Podcast.